You know when you're trying to get a friend to try that new kale smoothie and you say it's just like a sweet tropical vacation in a glass instead of it's a healthy swamp drink? Well, that, my friends, is framing. And guess what? It's not just for smoothies. It's a powerful tool in negotiation too. So we're going to unwrap the secrets of the framing tactic in negotiations and how you can pair it with mirroring to become a negotiation ninja. So let's get the ball rolling. First off, framing is all about perspective. So I want you to imagine you're an artist. Before you even touch the brush to the canvas, you choose a frame. That frame will influence how people see your painting, its mood, and its impact. Now let's take that concept into the world of negotiation. Framing isn't just about the content of the discussion. It's about how the content is presented. It's the psychological frame we put around information that shapes how it's perceived. So in negotiation, framing is the art of presenting an idea, a proposal, or an argument in a way that highlights certain aspects over others. It's not about deception. No. It's about emphasis. So you could frame a proposal as a cost-saving measure or as an investment in efficiency. The facts are the same, but the frame changes the perspective. Effective framing taps into the values, emotions, and beliefs of the other party. It's about finding the angle that resonates deeply with them and presenting your case from that vantage point. When done right, framing isn't just a tactic. It's a bridge to understanding, a way to align your goals and step towards a mutually beneficial outcome. I want you to think of framing like how you package your proposal. Imagine you're selling a car. You could say, "This car is 10 years old, but it runs," or you could frame it as, "This vintage ride is a classic and has stood the test of time." Both statements are true, but one definitely sounds more appealing, right? In negotiations, framing is about highlighting the benefits and aligning them with what the other person values. It's not manipulation. It's about clarity and resonance. So let's say you're negotiating a raise. Instead of saying, "I want more money," frame it as, "With a raise, I can take on more leadership roles and bring more value to our team." See the difference? You're not just asking for more, you're offering more too. Let's explore some fun real-world examples where framing turns the mundane into the extraordinary and the challenging into the appealing. So consider politicians, the grand masters of framing. They craft their language meticulously to shape public perception. For instance, they don't say, "We need to raise taxes." They say, "We're investing in our future." It's the same outcome, ultimately, but the frame is all about the positive impact. And you'll rarely hear them say, "We need to cut spending." Instead, they frame it as streamlining government efficiency, transforming a negative connotation into a goal that garners nods. It's not about spending less. It's about optimizing for a better tomorrow. Let's talk about those Black Friday sales. Retailers are geniuses at framing. Stores don't say, "We've got excess stock to overload." They frame it as exclusive, once a year, mega discounts. You're not just buying products. You're seizing a rare opportunity. They don't just sell products. They sell an experience. It's never "last season's models on sale," but rather exclusive access to coveted items. So they create a narrative where you're not just a shopper, you're an insider. You're part of an elite group snagging deals that won't come around again. And how about the tech giants? They don't sell gadgets, they sell lifestyles. A smartphone isn't just a phone, it's framed as a key to the universe in your pocket. It's not about the features. It's about how those features enable you to live a life of connectivity and ease. And honestly, even the food industry, framing is everywhere. A cereal brand doesn't sell cornflakes. They sell a heart-healthy start to your day. It's not about the flakes in the bowl. It's about caring for your heart and giving your day the best beginning. In the world of fitness, a gym membership isn't sold as access to workout equipment. It's sold as a personal transformation package. It's not about the machines or the weights. It's about the new you that emerges through dedication, commitment, and sweat. And let's not forget nonprofits. They don't ask for donations. They invite you to join the cause or become a champion of change. It's not about the money that you give. It's about the impact your contribution makes and the identity that you assume as a change maker. So you see, these examples show that framing is not just about changing words. It's about changing worlds. It's a powerful tool that, when wielded with skill and ethics, can turn the simplest choice into a profound, life-changing decision. It's about painting the picture in such a compelling light that the other party can't help but see the beauty of what you're offering. So, my friends, how can you use framing effectively? Well, I've got some quick tips for you. Number one, know your audience. Understand what drives the person that you're negotiating with. This is the cornerstone of effective framing. Diving deep into understanding the person across the table. What do they value? What's their driving force? Is it security, the thrill of innovation, or the need for recognition? Once you've got a handle on this, you can tailor your proposal to resonate with their core values. For instance, if they value, let's say, innovation, frame your proposal as cutting-edge solution rather than just a new idea. Frame your proposal to tap into those values that they hold so close. Number two, highlight the positive. People are naturally drawn to the positive. Focus on the benefits. Instead of saying, if we don't do this, we'll lose money. Try instead, this strategy is our best bet for increasing revenue. So in your negotiations, shine a spotlight on the benefits. Instead of framing a situation as avoiding a loss, present it as a pathway to gain. For example, rather than saying, if we don't adopt this approach, we'll fall behind. Yes, I sound like a robot for emphasis. Frame it instead as, this approach is our launch pad to industry leadership. Number three, be honest. It's not about sugarcoating things or being deceptive. It's about presenting your case in the best light while staying true to the facts. That's extremely important. Effective framing must be rooted in the truth. It's not about putting a spin on the facts. It's about presenting them in their most compelling light. Honesty builds credibility. So when you frame your argument, make sure it's a frame that can stand the test of scrutiny. If you're proposing a risky strategy, don't hide the risk. Frame it as an informed gamble with a high reward, ensuring that you're upfront about the potential downsides too. All right, now I want to shift gears a little bit and talk about mirroring. Mirroring is like being a negotiation chameleon. It's subtly mimicking the other person's body language, tone, and speech patterns. Operative word, subtlety. It builds rapport and trust without them even realizing it. So you do want to be subtle with this. Why does mirroring work? Well, it's all about the human brain. We're wired to trust people who are like us. When you mirror someone, you're sending a signal that says, hey, we're alike. It's powerful stuff. Picture this. You're negotiating a contract and the other person leans back in their chair. You do the same. They use a particular phrase like, at the end of the day, and you sprinkle it into your conversation too. It's not mimicry. It's strategic mirroring. Want to try mirroring? Here are some pointers. Be subtle. This isn't parroting. It's a gentle echoing. If they speak softly, lower your voice a touch. If they're enthusiastic, show a bit more pep. Observe. Pay attention to their body language, tone, and word choice. The more you notice, the more you can mirror effectively. So pay attention. Practice. Like any skill, mirroring takes practice. Try it in everyday conversations and watch the magic unfold. Okay, so now let's talk about the dynamic duo of negotiation tactics, framing and mirroring. When you combine these two, you're not just presenting an argument, you are crafting an experience. Framing allows you to present your case in a way that connects with the other person's values and priorities, making it compelling. It's like setting the stage for a play where your ideas are the stars. Then enter mirroring. This is where you subtly reflect the other person's body language, tone, and speech patterns. Again, it's not mimicry. It's strategic behavior that says, we're alike, we're on the same page, without even uttering a word. This familiarity breeds comfort, and comfort breeds trust. When you blend framing with mirroring, you create a powerful synergy. It's like a 1-2 punch of persuasion. First, you draw them in with a frame that showcases your proposal in the best possible light, and then you reinforce that connection through mirroring, which creates rapport that makes your proposal feel not just attractive, but right. It's a subtle, sophisticated dance that, when done well, can lead to outstanding negotiation outcomes. Think about a job interview. You frame your answers to show how your skills benefit the company. Then you mirror the interviewer's enthusiasm for the company's mission. You're not just a candidate, you're a future team member. All right, so that's a wrap on framing and mirroring in negotiations. Remember, it's not about changing the facts. It's about presenting them in a way that resonates. And with mirroring, it's about building that subconscious connection that says, we're on the same page. So the next time that you find yourself in a negotiation, whether it's for a raise, a car, or even just where to have dinner, remember these tactics. They are your friend. Frame your desires in a way that highlights mutual benefits, and mirror to build rapport. It's about being a cool, savvy negotiator who knows how to play the game with style and ethics. Now, before you click away, let me ask you this. Are you feeling held back by crippling social anxiety? Do you want to boost your career and elevate your social game? Then I invite you to dive in to our immersive group coaching program where we tackle these challenges head on, equipping you with the social superpowers and career catapults that you've been searching for. You can think of it as your personal think tank, where you get tailored advice that fits you just right. It's a space where your career questions and social fluency inquiries meet their answers, and where you can make meaningful connections with people who are leveling up just like you. If you're interested, then you can go to academy.exploring.co and join the Executive Communication Lab group coaching plan. And if that sounds like too big of a commitment, that's okay. We've got our amazing community and platform for a self-guided yet fully supported journey. The Exploring Academy plan is your gateway. It's not your average network. It's not your average community. It's the family you chose for your personal life and for your social fluency. A place where you can swap stories, share wins, learn from each other, and maybe even find your next big opportunity. It's all about connecting with people who get it, because they're right there with you. So come join us at academy.exploring.co, and you're gonna wanna look for the Exploring Academy plan. And for those of you who like a little bit of a good stretch goal, then we've got the 33-day Executive Excellence Challenge. It's not about transforming you overnight. That's not how excellence works. It's about small, daily, incremental steps that add up to big leaps in how you succeed. So if that sounds like your kind of challenge, then that's available to you as soon as you sign up for either paid plan, either the Executive Communication Lab group coaching plan or the Exploring Academy plan. So if you're ready to take things further, I'm right here with you. Let's make it happen. Check out the links in the description, or you can just hop on over to academy.exploring.co. Thanks so much for hanging out with me, and don't forget to hit that like button if you found this video valuable. Go out there and negotiate like a pro. And hey, if you've got any negotiation stories or tactics, or if you just want to share something in the comments, drop it down below. I read every single one of them, and I would love to hear from you. Until next time, keep framing your world in the best light and mirror the best of what you see in others. I'll catch you later. Happy exploring, everyone.